In Southern California, a small number of convicted felons have been paying to serve out their sentences in relative comfort. That's according to a joint investigation by the Marshall Project, which covers the U.S. criminal justice system, and the Los Angeles Times. The investigation found that people convicted of sexual assault, sexual abuse of children, domestic violence, and robbery were among those given the option to pay to stay in a city jail rather than a county jail or a state prison. Alicia Santo is the lead reporter on this story, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And explain this pay-to-stay system, which was set up, I gather, to alleviate crowding in county jails and state prisons.
That's right. So the pay-to-stay jail system is one in which people who are convicted of what we found was often serious crimes, but much more often DUIs and other types of driving offenses, they get sentenced to jail time. And instead of serving that time in the county jail, so that could be the Los Angeles or the Orange County jail in most instances here, they instead are allowed the option to serve that time for a daily fee in a small city jail. And basically what they're buying is a safer experience, it's more comfortable, and it's cleaner.
How much are they typically paying?
It's a really wide range. The most expensive is Hermosa Beach, and that's $251 a night. And then the cheapest is Laverne, which is $25 a night. More typically, they're between $100 and $150.
And somebody who might otherwise be serving a sentence in a big county jail can go shopping for an open cell in one of these places?
Yeah, I mean, what we found is that people did, in a way, shop for their incarceration. Once they knew that they were going to be allowed to do pay-to-stay, which is ultimately a judge's decision whether they're going to allow the sentence to be served that way, would call around and figure out where exactly they were going to go do this.
I want you to talk about one of the cases that you write about, a hip-hop choreographer who was charged with sex with a minor. But not until 15 years after the fact was he charged. How did he end up in a pay-to-stay jail?
Yeah, so that case had stretched on for a bit of time, and basically at the end he agreed that he would plead no contest as long as he was allowed to do the time that he was sentenced, which was a total of 270 days in a pay-to-stay jail. And because of good time credits in California, he did half that time, so 135 days. And he did the time in Alhambra City Jail. And in that jail, he was allowed to bring his own bedding. He was allowed to bring his computer and work on musical recordings while he was spending the time there. It also, the judge had said he needed to finish that sentence within 1 year, and he took 2 years to finish it. So he kind of scheduled his time over a matter of 2 years and did two-day increments until it was completed.
But do I have this right that a pay-to-stay jail deal might be part of a plea bargain in Southern California?
It often is part of a plea bargain, yes.
You also write about a former L.A. police officer who pleaded guilty to stalking and harassing his ex-wife. And through the pay-to-stay program he was in, he was actually allowed to work outside the jail during the day.
Yeah, one of the most attractive amenities about pay-to-stay, besides buying your safety, is also the ability to keep your job. So most of the jails offer either work furlough or they offer weekends only. So with work furlough, which is what this individual did, every day he was allowed to leave the facility. It still counted towards his incarceration time, but he was allowed to go to work and basically sleep at the jail at night and do his time that way.
Now, I understand that in all kinds of systems of incarceration, there are different levels of custody and different levels of control over an inmate. But in this case, the paying aspect makes it pretty clear that people who have the wherewithal to spend $100 to $200 a night are likely to get a much more comfortable sentence than the indigent person who might have been convicted of the same offense. Isn't that right?
It is. I mean, a lot of what we cover at the Marshall Project is looking at the ways that money influences people's outcomes in the criminal justice system. And some of those ways are no secret. You know, you can buy a better attorney. You know, you can pay your bail. So there are many ways that money comes into play. I think the pay-to-stay, what seems outrageous to a lot of people is that it's so explicit that you really can purchase a more comfortable experience for a nightly fee. It's very similar to many things in criminal justice. It's just more in your face about it.
Alicia Santo is a staff reporter for the nonprofit news organization, The Marshall Project. Thanks.
Thank you.